Good morning and God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today is a really wonderful day and I'm so thankful to God. And you know, there's nothing worse more in this world than the movement of God, the movement of what God has done within each and every one of our lives. And things can happen and we can either place our bets on the world, we can place like our thoughts on the world, we can place our thoughts we can pursue the world or we can pursue God. And God has given us such a great foundation of how to become. God has given us such a great foundation of who to be. God has given us such a great foundation of how to get out of the issues that we face. And you know, things come up, things really do happen. And if you are not standing strong on the word of God, you are going to fall. And you know, you can think that you're really, really, really strong. You could think that you're in this great, great place. And then something happens and you recognize that God humbles you to prioritize where you are, because, you know, God wants to be first in everything that we do, but are we actually putting him first? We can all say he wants to be first, etc., but are we putting him first? You know, God has given, you know, God was the one who spoke to me, through my minister and said for me to go and run. You know, God spoke, but that wasn't the only thing that God told me to do. You know, you can't just have one part and put everything into one part. That's a physical activity that was spoken. And, you know, God is just starting to really, show me what he says to do. And how his fundamentals are really going to change your life. How the things that he expresses for us to do isn't just go and do this and then, you know, when you've kind of finished on this journey of, you know, being fully well again, that you stop, because healing is every day. And I'm not saying that, you know, there's just certain things that you can go through emotionally that still can really hurt, things that maybe you can go through now, like women go through. You can have things within your life that are difficult to deal with, but if you are going to try and deal with them in the worldly manner, you're going to fall. If you know, the world says you get stressed, go and have a drink. The world says you get, you know, you are, you don't feel loved, so go and search for it. The world says, you know, you're not enough because you haven't got a career. But God has, your identity is in Christ. And this is such a true thing when you recognize that if you are someone, maybe you're a career-based person, or for me, I was a runner, and you base your identity on that, and then that gets taken away from you, you could very much lose yourself within that identity. That actually, the thing that you need to recognize is your worth isn't based on anything of this world. Your worth is based on God. Your worth is based on who God has called you to be, not who the world tries to tell you to be, who the opinion of others may see you as someone. And that person may not actually be correct, but God sees you as perfect. You know, God sees you as his son. So when you start to recognize that your worth is not based on the things that you do, but it's based on what Christ done, you know, it's based on the practices of God as such, you know, that actually the things of God, the things that He teaches you, that you are enough no matter if you've got no one. You are enough no matter what you've done in your past. You are enough no matter how you've acted, reacted in situations. But it doesn't mean that you then need to stay sat, reacting and acting that way. You can really come back and you can really say to yourself, okay, this is how I've been. This was me in the carnal manner. This was not me in the spiritual. The spiritual is really going to give you everything that you need. Your identity is really your worth. You are worth more than rubies. You are so precious to God. He will fight every corner for you. He will show you things that maybe you do not want. In the carnal, you might be screaming you want something else. But if it's not of God and it's going to wreck and ruin your life, let me tell you, you know, God will fight every battle. He will bring you to a point that you have to, you know, when you are chosen and when you are called, He will bring you. I feel like I've been to breaking point, if even today. It is breaking point that I've recognized and I've seen. I don't want to get upset, because God really loves each and every one of us. He loves us so much that even at the tip of toughness, the tip of whatever your past was, however you get with God, be with God. God loves you. He really has that perfect plan. He really wants you to recognize that the things that you may see you want in your carnal could bring you destruction, could bring you sadness, could bring you down. But God has got such a plan, has got such a thing that you really do not recognize. You could have everything and more with God. Just listen, be humble and listen and do the things that God wants you to do. Do not let this world take away from you what God has given you. You know, take away your calling, take away who you are in Christ. You know, you cannot fight what God has given. You will be in, I feel like everything and anything could have gone wrong these past few months. Anything that has happened could have happened, but God has kept me right at that last point, right at that last point. It doesn't mean it still doesn't play, try and play on my mind. It doesn't hurt, try and be, but God has that. Just be aware of Satan's devices. Be aware of, you know, really that recognizing that, okay, is this from God or is this not? And if it is not of God, if that person isn't from God, if your friends are not from God, if your parents, if anyone is not of God, then come back. It is not worthwhile fighting. It is not worthwhile being in the wilderness. It's not worthwhile, you know, but pray for these people. Pray over these people, pray for them, and let them know, you know, let them know where you stand. This is not me anymore. You have seen where my life was, you've seen how my life has become, and now you are going to see that God is true. He is living, that He is being, that even if it hurts, even if you really do not understand, you know, every day you might feel a certain way. It could be a little bit mundane, a little bit boring. Carry on with the peace, because peace matters. If you haven't got peace, then you've lost. If you haven't got the peace that passes no understanding, if you've lost your peace, then, and you're battling every single day with your mind, you're battling, then is that a thing that you've been battling for or against or with, is that really worth it? Is it worth what God has given you? Because you can have the most generally perfect, grateful life, and the miracle that you may see, the miracle that other people may see, might not actually recognize the miracle within your life, because that actually could just be the normal life for them. But for you, it's not. You know what you've been through as an individual. You know how what God's brought you from. You know that if you even go and entertain that could bring you to such a dark place. God knows you. Why do you think he shows you what to do? God knows you, and he loves you, and he wants you. He wants every part of you, wants every part of you, every part of your family. So when your minister, when God tells you to go and do something, go and do it with your full heart. You may be fighter, don't want to do that. Go and do it. Go and pray. Go and speak. Go and declare. Go and say, you know, over your family, go and live the life that God has got for you. You know, go and live the life. Nothing is perfect. No thing is perfect. But God's life and what he has for you is. So go and really live and preach and speak and just be with God and do the things with full heart. Do everything with full heart. What is God saying for us to do? What is he saying? You know, greater is he that's in you than he is this in this world. Greater is he that's in you. So really believe this, really recognize that what is in you, the power within you, can move mountains. But are you letting that mountain overtake you? Are you being defeated? Are you actually saying, you're saying to yourself, I am victorious, I'm not defeated, there is no way. I'm not a defeated foe. I am victorious in every way. God's got me out of every situation. He's going to get me out of every situation. Mentally, physically, you know, but it's all about that mindset. Okay, today is your greatest day. It's just not a saying. You wake up and you believe it and you say it and you speak it. You know, no matter how you feel, and then when you're saying it and when you're speaking it, you're manifesting it becomes. It becomes. So really, guys, just my encouragement is to stay with God, stay with the practice, do what God really wants you to do, and really move forward today. Today is a brand new day, no matter what yesterday brought, today is a new day. So that's what I wanted to share. God bless you.